But we can't wait for finals because it's now official. It's finals time in the AFL in season 2020. And the Power, they win the minor premiership, running out 16-point winners in what was a terrific contest. From start to finish, the Power. There was 2 points at quarter time, 9 points at half time. They extended it to 18 points in that third quarter, and then they ended up winning by 16 points. And of course, what has been a historic night for Scottie Pendlebury. Daisy's former teammate and good mate breaks Tony Shaw's record of 313 games as a Magpie. It's now 314. It'll be a record that'll stand for a long time. He breaks Nathan Buckley's record as the longest serving captain. Game 162, and we'll go down courtesy of Fox Footy and take a listen to one of the stars of the night, Robbie Gray.
Finished off the season really well. We felt like we've been pretty consistent across the year, so we definitely wanted to finish off, take good form in the finals, and we're really excited about that.
And you speak of consistency, you yourself, you've been a very solid player for a number of years now, but for mine, your consistency throughout the season has been incredible. What have you put that down to?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Probably played a little bit more forward. They have in the past, which has been good, and recently getting a bit more in the midfield, which has been good. I think we've had a really even contribution, and everyone's been pretty consistent, to be truthful. Lots of young guys have stepped up, and it's been good.
And Tom Rockliffe, he's never played in a final, 200-plus games, but he's going to be pretty important in your finals to come, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really excited. Tommy, obviously, he's had a tremendous career, but, he's really keen to get out there and make an impact, and he's been amazing for us this year, so, really excited for him.
Finals footy in just a couple of short weeks' time. What does the next couple of weeks look like in the build-up to that?
Yeah, I think we'll probably get a few days off now just to, rest up, recover. That's going to be really important. We've got a pretty healthy list, so have a couple of decent sessions on the track and, really excited to get back in front of our fans and play some finals footy at Adelaide Oval.
Thanks, Robbie. Congratulations on the win and best of luck in finals.
Thank you. Cheers.
Of course, that was Channel 7, Abby Holmes there speaking to Robbie Gray. And Daisy, while we were just talking about Scottie Pendlebury, and you could easily make a case, and I think he is Collingwood's greatest ever player. You could easily say Robbie Gray is Port Adelaide's greatest ever player.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially just the way he has the ability to turn matches, whether it be up forward and kick that miraculous goal with his silky skills, or as we see tonight, his ability to be pushed into the midfield, single-handedly got them going in there. Obviously had a bit of help with Rockcliffe doing the sort of bullocking work, but his ability and class just stands out, as does Pendlebury's. And you say he goes past Bucks' record as captain. Nathan Buckley kicked him his first ball to get his first goal in AFL footy, so a bit of synergy there.
Nice bit of synergy there. As we go down to get a bit of a feel for what it's like down on the boundary line for Bob Jane Teamarts, Belinda Mellon.
Michael Voss is jumping up and down like a little kid in front of me. Remarkably, despite three flags, that would be his first minor premiership. I tell you what, you would have thought he was playing out there. He's so excited.
Ah, that's awesome. Yeah, the Brisbane Lions through that three-peat never finished on top of the ladder. It has been a little bit of some sort of curse over the years winning a premiership. Not necessarily the team that finishes on top too often wins the premiership, Daisy.
Yeah, only two times in the last 10 years, Joey. So it doesn't guarantee anything, but in this season more so than ever, that double chance is going to be huge.
Yeah, absolutely. The Power will play a home qualifying final against the Cats as we just take a moment here to see Scottie Pendlebury getting chaired off by Darcy Moore and Brody Grundy, both sides form the Guard of Honour. And so they should, as we said, six-time All-Australian, five Copelands, three Anzac Day medals. He's done it all. And now he becomes the greatest ever player for the Pies for the games and captaincy. It's been a wonderful career. And I'll tell you what, he's still got a bit left in him come finals time. I know they're going to have to go to Perth, but he was still pretty influential tonight, Daisy.
Yeah, he certainly was. 23 disposals. He had the four inside 50s and seven clearances. So he was another one. He just keeps keeping on. He's going to be a huge part of that trip over to Perth. 7 days in hotel quarantine they have to do over there when they get over there. So obviously in a different sort of bubble they're allowed to train and get out. It's not the fully strict rules, but it's going to be a big, big ask to go over there. And West Coast, of course, on their home deck in front of a big crowd.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how many Eagles they get back for that first final. They've got a lot of guys still question marks. McGovern and Yo, Sheed. Redden as well, so Shuey. So it's going to be really fascinating to keep an eye on that one. But it is about the power tonight, and it's really, it's been them all season. They started on top, Tim Solly, and they finished the year on top. And as Daisy pointed out a number of times, they just find ways to win. It's their midfield gets some dominance, their defenders hold up well, and then when they need to, they've either got a Robbie Gray or a Charlie Dixon or some of their smalls that create something in their forward half.
It's funny, if we wind our minds way back to March, Hinkley said, we're going to win the premiership this year, and I almost spat me coffee out on the pavement when he said that, because I thought, you know, you're a long way off. And here they are. They start the top of the ladder right at the start of the year, and the whole way through they managed to go all the way through at the top. Would have been unfitting almost if they'd lost tonight and dropped down to second spot and had to come up against Richmond, but they've done the job. They've finished top of the ladder, and they get their just desserts.
Yeah, coming into this game, to be completely honest, I wasn't sure how they were going to go about it, because I thought, obviously, they've had a great year, but I thought Collingwood had more to play for tonight. And as weird as that might sound, because you've got the top spot to sew up, Collingwood, they needed to get to six, so they didn't have to go for that Perth trip on a night of Scotty Penderbury's huge milestone. I just thought they might have been caught napping, but true credit to them for their professionalism and the way they went about that.
But that's another good sign, isn't it, Daisy? Because you know you played in a lot of really good sides. When you are a ruthless team, it doesn't matter where you're playing, when you're playing, who you're playing. You play the same way every week, and that's a good sign from this power side.
Absolutely, and the way they started, they came out, they kicked the first goal in the first 20 seconds. They were on, so well done to them. They're the real deal. I think they're probably going to start to get the credit they should and have deserved, because they have finished on top of the tree for a reason. They've been the best side all year.
Yeah, it's going to be a big ask, though, taking on the Cats. And we saw them yesterday. They were a bit scratchy early, but Selwood and Ablett back. It's going to be a huge game, but it's the Powers moment. They're playing finals. They've deserved it. They've been the best team all season, and they get a home final. And we've gone down into the rooms, and we're going to take a listen to this famous song. I don't think they've got the drums this time, but I'm sure they're going to sing it with some gusto. Yeah, it was the Port Adelaide Power by 16 points over the Pies. 9-7-61, Collingwood 7-3-45. Stick with us, though. After the break, we'll have the I'm Loving Macca's moment, the Triple MVP Awards, and we'll take a look to the finals and see who's playing in week one. For McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy. Well, we finally got there. 153 games of footy we managed to get out after the COVID break, and it's all done and dusted for 2020. And it was Port Adelaide beating the Pies by 16 points, 9-7-61. Collingwood 7-3-45. Brody Mychek kicked two goals for the Pies. And Brad Ebert kicked two goals for the Power. And it was a good win. It was a good game of football. And that sees us head to week one of the finals. This is the Triple M Amy Review, who covers Clangers. Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. Before we get to Daisy for a bit of a wrap-up of the stats and his thoughts on the game, Tim Solly, what does this mean now for week one of the finals? What does it look like?
Yeah, look, there's been a lot of push and shove in this final week, and everyone's been licking their lips waiting to hear about who will take on who, and now it's finally arrived. Port Adelaide will be taking on Geelong at the Adelaide Oval. That's their prize for finishing top of the ladder. And the other big game, Lions taking on the Richmond at the Gabba. The Eagles, they finish fifth, and the Pies, with losing tonight, finish eighth. So Collingwood, like Daisy said on many times, they'll have to head over west and quarantine for 7 days, and they'll take on the Eagles at Optus Stadium. And then the last match of that finals round will be an elimination final between the Saints and the Bulldogs, which I believe will be at the Gabba as well, Joey.
The Choice Hotels, book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia for the lowest prices guaranteed. Terms apply. We believe, Daisy, the Pies will quarantine in Joondalup. And as you said, they've got 7 days in the hotel, but they will be able to get out and train and have that little bubble there. But can you see them beating the West Coast Eagles first final?
It's certainly a very, very tough ask, but if there's one team who's up for it, I reckon it's probably them. They are very professional, and history shows that they love to travel, going way back when to. I used to play with them, Joey. Used to love a challenge over the interstate, beat the Eagles over there when they were red-hot favourites at Subi one time in extra time. So I don't think that will worry them as potentially it may have other teams, but that is just going to be an absolute ripping contest. And some of those games there, geez, I can't wait to sit back, strap myself in and enjoy this.
Early thoughts, Geelong, Port Adelaide in Adelaide?
I think Port Adelaide in Adelaide, yeah. But the way, you know, the Cats only fell in the other night, but they've got so much more upside. Gaz Ablett back in that side. He looks like he hasn't missed a beat. I can't believe how old he is and how good he's still going. He's making the rest of them look silly still. Joel Selwood back in, the Tomahawk. As I said, it's just going to be a ripping contest.
And can Brisbane beat Richmond, you think, at the Gabba?
Well, again, home ground advantage with a big crowd. I guess we'll see how far they've come as a footy side. Obviously, disappointing final season last year from the Lions, so... Again, a great challenge for them. And to be the best, I reckon you got to beat the best. So that group will be licking their lips. And again, I'll say it, I can't wait for it.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a great final series. For McDonald's, of course, the Monopoly game at Macca's is in full swing. Terms at mcdonalds.com.au. Just wrapping up this game, Daisy, just take us through, without giving away your Triple MVP votes just yet, some of the big ball winners in this game.
Yeah, well, for the Pies, it was Adams. He got it going in the midfield. He had 26 disposals, 6 clearances, 3 inside 50s, and near on 500 metres gained. He was really good. Treloar alongside him with Penderbury, so the usual suspects. They had a really good game. For the Port Adelaide, Rockcliffe was everywhere with 30. Robbie Gray had 25. Houston, 23, and he had the 8 intercept mark. So that was huge. AFL record, of course, was 10. We're on watch for that. But it was just a really cracking contest. The contested possession only split by 3. Uncontested possession split by 6. Clearances... Port Adelaide got on top by 12, so an inside 50s, they won that by 11. So a little bit of dominance there, but all in the key indicators, it just went to show that it was a really hot contest for a good reason.
Hey, we know we love our I'm loving it Macca's moment. And Daisy, this man in his first season, he's called about 11 or 12 games, and I think he might have had the Macca's moment about 8 or 9 of them, because he's the best in the business. Today's I'm loving it moment happened at the 14-minute mark of the third quarter. And here's the other man with the golden tonsils, Tim Solly, called it for Triple M Footy.
Byrne Jones loads up a penetrating kick. Big fly, Laddams. Front and centre, Motlop. Snaps on the outside of the boot. Boonana! He kicks his second for the night. Stevie Motlop.
Stick that one in the highlights reel for the kids, Timmy. When they grow up, they can listen to that.
Yeah, I can hang up the boots. No, I've done it all.
Very good, mate. You've had a wonderful year. We've enjoyed having you as part of the team on Triple M Footy this year. And as we start to wrap up, Daisy, it might be done and dusted. I reckon Lachie Neale might have the MVP award sewn up, but we need to get the 3-2-1 in this game before we break up for the year.
Yep, one vote going with Dan Houston across halfback, especially in his first half of that game. 23 disposals, 8 intercept marks, 321 metres gained, and went at 71% by foot, so he was huge. Two votes, Robbie Gray. When he went through that midfield, his dynamicism, his ability to bring other people into the game, his cleanliness, he had 25 disposals, 7 clearance, and a direct goal assist. But three votes, the big pig, Tom Rockcliffe, 30 disposals, 15 contested possessions, 10 clearances, the number one ranked player on the ground, and had a goal to boot, going into his first final series in ripping nick.
Yeah, 204 games playing his first final series. Good work to Tommy Rockcliffe. Hey, that's about it, boys. It's been one hell of a year. We've loved it on Triple M Footy. We hope everyone listening has enjoyed our company. Daisy, you've been a breath of fresh air for the Triple M team. We've loved having you. We don't know if we're getting a final. If not, mate, it's been super having you as part of the team. Look forward to a bigger and better 2021. Tim Solly, you also, mate, you've been an absolute star. We've loved it. We've had a ball here. Jace, Rabsy, Leroy in the control room. It's been a wonderful season of footy and Triple M, but now the real stuff starts. Now the big boys come to play. No longer in September. It's sort of late September, early October, but we can't wait for finals footy here on Triple M. Stick with us. All the action next week. It's been a great year. Signing off for McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Boom!